já é demais o meu penal. Quero voltar àquela vida de alegria, quero de novo cantar.
Pieces of psychedelic Brazil to finish off that bracket. And that track we just heard seems to be from a live recording from sometime in the 60s. It's originally a German issue. I can't really exactly work out much from it, except that the song we heard, which was called Finale, I would assume it was the final song, is divided up into four parts. Baden Powell plays the first one. And the third and fourth parts that we heard were played by Rosinha de Valencia, guitarist, and the last part was Edu Lobo and Nitinho is the name of the other musician. So the first rhythmic part was called Cavaquinho by Rosinha de Valencia, and then that last song was called Tristeza, which does say was a big hit of the 1965 Carnival. And before that, we heard from Luis Eka. I'm not sure whether it's Eka or Essa. It's ECA is the way you pronounce his last name. First came across him on one of those fantastic Giles Peterson Back in Brazil, or In Brazil compilations. He's released a Back in Brazil version. The track we heard was Atrás das Portas de Tarde. And that's a whole album that just recently been reissued called Onda Nueva do Brasil. Lovely psychedelic sounds. King Tubby, before that, rounded off a nice sort of dub thing with Serious Version. Horace Andy with Money Money from his Wackies album. And we started off with Candy Staton and Evidence, redone by Pepe Braddock. If you don't know, I've been playing a little bit of wacky stuff on the show here, and the recent edition of Wax Poetics features a cover story on Lee Perry, but there's also a story on Wackies, which was a reggae label started in, well, sort of running in America through the late 70s and early 80s, and released some really amazing stuff. And the man who behind that was nicknamed Bull Wacky, and there's a story and interview with him in that latest edition. It's a fantastic magazine. If you haven't heard it or heard it, you can't hear it, you can read it. It's sort of a record collectors and music enthusiasts journal, and generally sort of focused on the sounds of hip hop, soul, funk, and jazz. But they have sort of forayed into other areas, and they just seem to love good music and write about it very well and present it in a nice way. Wax Poetics. I thought we might head into a slightly more electronic territory now. It's just about 5 minutes past nine. You are on 102.7 3RRR with Declan until 10 o'clock. We're going to start with a 7-inch that came out on a modern funk label called Stark Reality. The group is called The Tropics of Cancer. I heard a song from them a couple of weeks ago, but in a very different vein. This seemed to be a slightly more experimental release that they put out. And this track's called Moonstick. And it's one of those records I just rediscovered when I went through my 7-inches the other day and went, wow, this is such a fantastic, weird record. So it can get us started. We might head on down to Detroit, hear some broken beat sounds, and who knows what else. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Let's do a lay.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm Rachel Griffiths, and you're listening to 3RRR. Thank you.
the very ultra deep sounds of Maurizio, German techno producer, released a series of EPs through his own label, was affiliated with Basic Channel, and they were just numbers, those records. And this is Maurizio 5. Very sparse on information, usually one side which is more like a main side and the other side a sort of slightly more relaxed dub version. Although this one's number 5 seems a little bit more ambiguous, I can't work out which is meant to be the more relaxed side. We heard from Gemini before this, also going back some time on Peace Frog Records. That label's 61st release is currently home to artists like Recluse, amongst others. The track we heard was called Phosphorescence, back from 1996. Maxell, before that, something a little newer, French Connection, track on Canadian producer Moonstar's Public Transit recordings, but remixed by West London producer Nubian Minds. The Mix de Swing is what we heard from the track title French Connection. Before that, a group called Stayed with a bubbly little one called Anatonal. That came out of a small snippet of what keen ears would have recognised as Marvin Gaye from the Trouble Man soundtrack, a little bit of Don't Mess With Mr. T, a little bit messed up and unrecognisable. And before that was The Tropics of Cancer on Stark Reality. Maurizio's got a little minute to go, so we'll stay with this kind of mixed feeling for a little while. It's about 26 minutes past 9 against the Arctic with Declan until 10 o'clock here on 3RRR.
this week at Revolver Upstairs. Thursday, December 21st, The Big Fat Kill continue their free Thursday residency with guests Austin and Shorty. Friday, December 22nd, Art of War launch their album with guests Mortar, Rigorous and H2O. Saturday, December 23rd, Def Warcast's album launch with Binge Thinkers, Immune and Rivals. Coming up at Revolver Upstairs, nice Pegs featuring Bones, New Year's Eve featuring Nick Taylor live, and Recluse. Live at Revolver Upstairs, Triple R sponsors.
Lees and West proudly present Lupe Fiasco, Friday 26th of January, the Prince Bandroom. Hyped by the best, loved by the rest, representing Chicago's West Side, Lupe Fiasco has busted out. Kicking and pushing the boundaries with elegant beats and the freshest wordplay. Fiasco is a star straight up. So let's kick. Special guests to be announced. Tickets on sale now from Ticketmaster online or phone 136 100. Polyester, Central Station, Obese and the Prince Bandroom. Lupe Fiasco, a Triple R sponsor.
You're tuned to Against the Arctic on 102.7 3 Triple R.
Girls who love the shit out of you. Whoa, we know what not to expect. It's a Yes, I'm on the long list of girls who love the shit out of you. We know what not to expect, it's about what we'll get out of you. I guess I'm on the long list of girls who love the shit out of you. We know what not to expect, it's about what we'll get out of you. I guess I'm on the long list of girls who love the shit out of you.
Blow with the long list of girls from their album Paper Television, I believe it's called. Curious, pretty curious record. They were just out here and apparently played a really fantastic show. Didn't get along to see them, but perhaps you did. Pop Frenzy is putting that record out here locally, so you can track it down. The Blow. We heard from Crayon Fields before that with Impossible Things, a song I just cannot keep playing and dancing around the house to, from their new record, Animal Bells. Beautiful one out on Trifecta. And thanks to Annie for the call, also dancing around the house to that one. Sven Liebeck, we had another track from that Inner Space collection of his film music, collected film music, Desert, or Desert, actually. It's only got one S, would be the track we heard. And sort of finishing off that pretty noisy bracket of electronic techno broken beat sounds was Mustang, Alex Adius, with just the opening beats from a track called Solange, take two from a collection called Hi-Fi Jazz. And yeah, we also heard Maurizio Gemini and Maxell in there, as I mentioned when I was speaking of Maurizio. But if you do ever have any queries about the playlist, which can often happen when you're driving along, you think you're going to remember exactly what that song is when the announcer finally does come on. And on this show, I have to admit, I do sometimes take a little bit of time to get around to back announcing, so sorry if that drives you insane. But the Triple I website is your friend in this case, and most announcers here put up their playlists for their shows within a couple of days. And you can just follow the links to On Air, select the program that you're interested in, and check the playlist. And get in contact with all the announcers, indeed, if you want to know a little bit more information. They're all very friendly music lovers. It's 17 minutes to the hour of 10. Wow, nearly time for me to get out of here. That was such a frenetic, noisy little sort of half an hour we had there that the only remedy for it would be something quiet and confounding from the new Joanna Newsom record called Wise. That's just the letter Y and S. It's out locally through Spunk, and she's coming out at the end of January, I think playing the 30th. And she was really amazing the last time she was here. I saw her twice. So I can vouch that it's well worth a ticket if you're considering it. I believe they are still on sale, and Smog is playing the night before, so it's pretty going to be a busy week at the end of January. Also, the Big Day Outside shows will be on, so you need to be organised for these kind of hectic times of year. So early December, mid-December, God, nearly Christmas is probably a good time to do that. She's collaborated with a few people on this record, most notably Van Dyke Parks, who made a couple of his own records in the 60s and 70s, but also collaborated with Brian Wilson on the legendary Smile. He's produced this record with her. Jim O'Rourke mixed it, and Steve Albini from Shellac has contributed on various tracks. Some people can't stand the sound of her voice, and I think when I first heard her, I was the same, but I really love this record, and I think it's well worth listening to, worth buying, and As I said to Woody McDonald, who presents Wigwam Bam, we were talking about it and sort of both agreeing what a fantastic record it was, that if only for its ambition, this record should be listened to, because the orchestration and arrangements are really something else. But enough from me, I'll stop talking and play something off it. And it's about 11 minutes long, it'll probably take us just about to the end, so I'll say goodbye after this song and probably play you with one more before Michael Kusick comes in with Noise in My Head from 10 to 12 here on Triple R, and Mark Harwood from Midnight Till 2 Wake You in Fright, so do not go anywhere.
From the top of the flight of the wild great white stairs through the rest of my life. Do you wait for me there? There's a bell in my ears. There's the wide white roar. Drop a bell down the stairs. Hear it fall forevermore. Hear it fall forevermore. Drop a bell off of the dock. Blot it out in the sea. Drowning mute as a rock. And sounding mutiny. There's a light in the wings. It's a system of strings from the side while they swing. See the wires, the wires, the wires. And the articulation in our elbows and knees makes us buckle and we couple an endless increase as the audience admires. And the little white dove made with love, made with love, made with glue and a glove and some pliers. Swings a low sickle arc from its perch in the dark. Settle down, my desire. And the moment I slept, I was swept up in a terrible tremor. Though no longer bereft, how I shook and I couldn't remember. And in the furthermost shade, drove a murdering stake and it cleft me right down through my center. And I shouldn't say so, but I know that it was then or never. Push me back into a tree. Bind my buttons with salt. And fill my long ears with bees. Praying, please, please, please. Oh, you ought not. No, you ought not. And then the system strings tugs on the tip of my wings. Cut from cardboard and old magazines. Makes me warble and rise like a sparrow. And in the place where I stood, there is a circle of wood, a cord or two, which you chop and you stack in your barrel. And it is terribly good to carry water and chop wood streaked with soot, heavy booted and wild eyed. As I crash through the rafters and the ropes and the pulleys trail after, and the holiest belfry burns sky high. And then a slow lip of fire moves across the prairie with precision, while somewhere with your pliers and glue you make your first incision. And in a moment of almost unbearable vision, doubled over with the hunger of lions, hold me close, coot the dove who was stuffed now with sawdust and diamonds. I wanted to say why the long face separate. Why the long face? And though our bodies recoil from the grip of the soil, why the long face? And in the trough of the waves, which are pawing like dogs, pitch we pale faced and grave. As I write in my log, then I hear a noise from the hull.
Journey on Harp and Voice with Joanna Newsom. It's a song called Sawdust and Diamonds from her record Wise. That's Y-S. It's time for Against the Arctic to wind up for another week. Well, in about 5 minutes, Michael Kusick's getting ready for Noise in His Head, Noise in My Head, the name of his show, for the next couple of hours, so do stay with him. I'll leave you with a couple of tracks, the first one of which is not quite long enough to get to 10 o'clock, so I think I might follow it with something from Flying Lotus, but this is first one's a new one on Tom Lab Recordings, home of my very favourite books, and the group's called Niobe or Niobe, and the name of the album is White Hats. Came out in June this year. Sometimes it does take a little while to get around to the things that turn up in your pigeonhole and listen to them, and that was the case with this one. I'm going to play the opening track. It's called Give All to Love. My name's Declan. I hope you've enjoyed the last couple of hours of Against the Arctic. We'll be back next week, Christmas Eve, between the hours of 8 and 10, and then indeed on New Year's Eve again, doing a roundup for 2006 of all the finest beats and treats. So hope you can join me then. and on into 2007. I'll see you next week.
Paper, and I blow another cup of my head. When I Bop Records and The Tote presents world exclusive reunion shows of the true kings of Tokyo Garage.